This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Russian President Vladimir Putin arrived in North Korea on Wednesday for his first visit in 24 years, vowing to deepen trade and security ties with the reclusive nuclear-armed state and to support it against the United States. Putin was greeted by North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un at a welcoming ceremony at an airport in Pyongyang, and the pair embraced and shook hands. Russian state media said Putin's plane touched down in Pyongyang around 2:45 a.m. after a stopover in Russia's Far East. A top American diplomat on Tuesday said the United States is trying to avert a greater war along the border between Israel and Lebanon. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
U.S. envoy Amos Hochstein was in Beirut following an escalation in cross-border fire between Israeli forces and Hezbollah militants in Lebanon. Hochstein said he had been dispatched to Lebanon immediately following a brief trip to Israel because the situation was, quote, serious. Last week, the group fired the largest volley of rockets and drones in the last 8 months after an Israeli strike killed a high-ranking militant commander. Hochstein has something of a track record in the region. In 2022, he helped negotiate the first-ever Israel-Lebanese accord on a maritime boundary between the two countries. But Hezbollah says it will not halt attacks on Israel unless there is a ceasefire in the Gaza Strip.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. U.S. President Joe Biden attempted a political high-wire act on Tuesday by announcing a citizenship pathway for 500,000 immigrants married to U.S. nationals in a counterweight to his recent crackdown on illegal border crossers. The Biden administration has been struggling to address immigration, a hugely divisive issue for many Americans ahead of November's presidential election. This is VOA News. A Kenyan parliamentary panel recommended on Tuesday the government scrap some new taxes proposed as part of next year's budget, as hundreds of protesters angered by the measures took to the streets in the capital, Nairobi. The tax hikes, including new levies on cars and bread, are the latest effort by President William Ruto's administration to boost revenue and reduce borrowing, but they have triggered widespread opposition. Last year, the government introduced a housing tax and increased contributions to the National Health Scheme in moves that also sparked protests. More now on U.S. President Joe Biden announcing one of the biggest efforts in recent history to legalize undocumented immigrants on Tuesday, offering a path to citizenship to hundreds of thousands of immigrants in the U.S. illegally who are married to U.S. citizens. Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner reports.
It's an election year move that contrasts sharply with Biden's Republican rival Donald Trump's plan for mass deportation.
Polls show over 70% of Americans support this effort to keep families together.
According to the White House and Department of Homeland Security, the program will open to an estimated 500,000 spouses who have lived in the U.S. for at least 10 years. Also eligible will be some 50,000 children under the age of 21 with a U.S. citizen parent. Those who are considered public security threats or who have disqualifying criminal history would not be eligible.
Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner. NVIDIA became the world's most valuable company on Tuesday on demand for its high-end processors. Reuters correspondent Olivia Zolino reports.
The chipmaker dethroned tech heavyweight Microsoft just days after overtaking iPhone maker Apple. NVIDIA stock has surged about 173% so far this year, compared with a rise of about 19% for Microsoft. Demand for NVIDIA's chips is outpacing supply. Tech giants Microsoft, Meta Platforms, and Google owner Alphabet are competing to build out their AI computing capabilities. But NVIDIA commands more than 80% of the market share for AI chips, making it a major winner from surging AI development.
That's Reuters correspondent Olivia Zolino. California Governor Gavin Newsom has said he wants to restrict students' usage of smartphones during the school day. The announcement on Tuesday comes a day after U.S. Surgeon General Vivek Murthy called on Congress to require warning labels on social media platforms regarding their effects on young people. We are on social media and online at voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey.